Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Off Menu Podcast, taking the pork of humour, all the other nasty bits from a pig, mashing it all up in a blender of the internet and piping it into the sausage casing of friendship. Sausage.
That was a gamble. My name is James Acaster. We own a dream restaurant and we invite a guest in every single week, ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink, not in that order. And this week, our guest is...
Celia AB, a wonderful comedian, James.
So funny. Been gigging a lot with Celia these past couple of years.
Couple of years.
I'd say. Always has a fantastic gig.
Yes.
Brilliant gagsmith. So many jokes.
James has turned into a terrible comedy critic now.
Also, Celia has house sat for me.
Yes.
A little bit of trivia.
Cat sat.
Got some kittens. Needed them looked after.
Yeah.
Celia loves these kittens now.
James got kittens, realised he didn't have the capacity to look after them.
No way.
And then had to get someone else to do it for him.
That's why I do it. And I only trust gagsmiths to look after my kittens.
Yeah, real gagsmiths. Looking forward to chatting to Celia, James.
Very much so. However, as with every episode, if Celia says the secret ingredient, an ingredient which we deem to be unacceptable, we will have to kick Celia out of the restaurant.
See you later, Celia.
And this week, the dream ingredient. The dream ingredient?
Not the dream ingredient. The secret ingredient.
The dream ingredient in the secret restaurant is...
Pain au chocolat. Now, I know a lot of people love pain au chocolat, but I had a big routine about pain au chocolat in my show.
Yes.
And Celia came to see the show, and I did a French accent for a long time, and Celia is French.
Yes.
And she found it offensive.
It's a little bit of an in-joke.
Yes.
It's a bit of an in-joke.
But now we're making it an out-joke.
We love pain au chocolat. However, Ed is very critical of the English breakfast buffet pain au chocolats that you get in hotels in this country.
Not enough chocolat.
Not enough chocolat. Too much pan.
It's a good bit.
So I would say it's specifically...
Those pain au chocolat.
Those ones are too much air in them.
Yes. The airy pain au chocolat.
That we would go
and
for.
And Air is a French band.
They are a French band, and Moon Safari, still seen as a classic.
Yes. I did. There was originally a joke in the routine about the French band Air, but I found very difficult to make it work.
Yeah. I mean, even my audience aren't going for that, mate.
No, that's
very difficult.
So, if Celia says pain au chocolat, see you later.
See you later, but hopefully that won't happen. We'll see.
We'll see. This is the off-menu of Celia AB. Welcome, Celia, to the Dream Restaurant.
Hello.
Welcome, Celia AB, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
Where did you come from?
Where did I come from? That's a good question, actually.
Yeah. Oh, please explain the format to me. I'm not familiar with it.
Sometimes when people come in and they're not familiar with the format and I have to explain that James is a genie, I never feel more like an idiot. looking really? At
imagine
eyes.
How I feel in that situation.
You think you just sit there, like being a weirdo?
Yeah, I feel silly.
You're just describing him being a genie, yeah. And you feel like an idiot.
Yeah, I feel like an idiot.
I'm the one sitting there going, I just pretend to be a genie in front of an adult,
and I try and say with my eyes, just go along with this. He lives in a fantasy world.
So much tech, actually, way more than I expected.
Way too much tech, actually, for a podcast. Can you describe to the listeners what you saw when I burst out the lamp?
Oh yeah. So do you know at the when you do live at the Apollo, there's like a big smoke machine.
Yeah,
you got the exact same one.
Yeah,
it's like, well, I can't see you anymore. There's so much smoke around.
Yeah, it's just that. It's just the Apollo smoke machine.
Yeah. Apollo smoke machine. They rent it out every week.
It's too much, isn't it? That smoke machine.
Yeah. Oh God, it's far too much.
I can't relate. I feel absolutely fine, actually, from the seats when you watch it.
It feels
pretty great.
Well, let me tell you, it is too much, and when you do it, all you'll think about when you should be thinking about doing live at the Apollo, you'll be thinking about James as a genie. So bad luck. It's really going to put you off.
Has anyone ever come out vaping?
Oh, yeah, they should have.
That's a good plan.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Write it down, Benjamin.
you just got yourself booked.
I know.
You'll be getting a call from them. We heard you got a pretty good gag, opening gag.
Smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We heard you got a pretty good idea. We need to get it down at the Apollo.
So hold on. Are they smoking a cigarette when they're talking to you?
Everyone smokes. There's smoke everywhere, apparently. My idea of booking live at the Apollo is the whole process. There's a man with a tiny mustache smoking in the room.
Yeah, there's actually not a smoke machine. That's just their meeting room back there.
Yeah, so
when it opens up, they're all just sat there going, I hope the show's going okay.
I'm going to make you a star.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like when Celia does characters.
Oh, there's a lot to come. It's funny when I do characters because I've got an accent. So it adds, I think it adds a bit of layers, actually.
I mean, we've all got accents.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Do you like when Ed does characters in his stand-up show?
Let's not talk about
it. That's really come up early. I was gonna ease that in.
Yeah, but then we got into doing characters on stage and, you know.
I did pre-warn you before you came to see my show that I end by doing what I consider to be a French accent for 10 minutes.
Well, the story is Ed said, oh, you're French. Here's a little anecdote that relates to where you're from. In my stand-up show, sometimes I do a bit of a French accent, and then I was like, do you know what? Ed's a nice guy. That's fine. It's probably no more than 60 seconds. And then I went to see your lovely show at the Apollo.
Yeah.
So much longer.
Yeah, so much longer.
So much longer.
I absolutely loved walking into the little bar afterwards. My friends and family were there. Well done on the show, Ed. And then I looked around the room. Celia was stood there like a pissed off teacher. Looking at me like, how dare you?
Do you know, it was so long that for a bit it changed my accent.
Look, it's good stuff. Good accent, though.
10 minutes, he's pretending to be a pan of chocolat.
Yeah.
Holding his extended fingers out where his nipples are for the whole thing.
I haven't been able to have a pan of chocolat since.
No.
And that's it's because legacy. Every time I walk past one, I see your face at the Apollo holding your little fingers like this.
I'm actually stood behind you the whole time.
Oh, no.
You can see me reflected in the bakery window.
That's why I can hear the accent. I thought it was my memory.
Did you think Ed's observations about pan of chocolat were valid, at least?
Here's the thing. I was fuming, but then I looked at my stand-up and then realised that, in a way, the 10 minutes that you did is very little compared to the 20 minutes I have about Britain. So, you know.
Yeah,
you destroy us.
I do.
It wasn't
the destroyer. I'm actually really lovely.
I'd say it wasn't about French culture. You know, it was more about British culture, my bit, about breakfasts in British hotels and those tiny
pan of chocolat. Oh, is this an essay? Is it? Yeah, it's a video.
It's actually very intelligent and clever, my bit.
This is more of a notes app thing when he's got in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. He's opened a Cherry Pepsi Max.
There we go.
This is the first time a Cherry Pepsi Max has been drunk on the podcast, I believe.
Oh, that is a lovely drop.
Have you had a Cherry Pepsi Max before, Sonia?
Yeah, I think they taste like medicine a little bit.
Mm.
Can I smell it?
Medicine for the soul. You have a little sniff of my drink.
Sniff.
Oh, hello. Nice to meet you.
Well, how would you describe the bouquet there to the listener?
Bouquet? I think it smells floral, like a bouquet.
Yeah.
But it also smells like if you had an entire one, it would kind of reupholster your entire body.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel a bit sick, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if someone in this room, naming no names, has a litre bottle of it at home right now? I'm just looking forward to drinking it when they get back.
Would this person be drinking the whole litre bottle?
No, they won't be drinking the whole litre bottle because they had 2 pints of it last night.
I've seen the inside of your fridge, James.
Yes. Yeah, that's true, actually.
A lot of condiments, a lot of sweets, yes. and just a big litter of Diet Coke or Coke in any way, yes. Or Pepsi.
Yes.
This is great. We've never had like an inside James's fridge review.
Sadie's been in my house, you know, on her own.
Yeah.
For a week.
You were living in the walls, weren't you?
I was living in the walls. I think I hung out with the cats.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the best week of my life, to be honest. It was lovely.
I thought like you looked like you had a good time.
I had a lovely time. We had a group chat.
Yeah?
You and the cats?
Yeah. Well, I had a group chat with James and his lovely girlfriend, where I sent pictures of the kittens. But then I had a group chat with the cats, where I sent pictures of James and his girlfriend.
Cats never missing us.
Yeah.
I bet they appreciated that, actually.
They did.
It's good to keep remembering who we are as well. Yeah. That was my main concern coming back from holiday, was they'll have forgotten us and they'll think Sally is their new, like, mum. Mm. And I was very, very worried about that.
The great thing is that cats absolutely couldn't care less.
Yeah, yeah.
Every morning, I'd wake up, I'd put an episode of Off Menu, being like, that's Daddy.
But yeah, so you've seen the fridge.
Yeah.
I mean, sweets and Diet Coke isn't going to surprise anyone, I guess.
No. Condiments?
A lot of condiments, because...
Initially, when you got halfway through that word, I thought you were going to say there were condoms in the fridge.
Yeah.
I like to keep my dick cool.
A dick can be too hot.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to cool it down.
I think when it starts smoking, that's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Steaming?
But there's steam coming out of it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Live at the Apollo.
Yeah. Just...
Well, I'll tell you.
For a long time, James was backstage at Live at the Apollo putting a cold condom onto his hot dick, and that's what was...
Well, when you take the condom off, it's like Live at the Apollo coming out there.
Please welcome to the stage, Lost Voice Guy.
Do you know when, like, everyone was saying that James had stopped doing stand-up? Because he was tired of having his dick warm all the time. Yeah. My dick is too warm, I can't do it. No, kid, you go back there. And you showed him. Here's a question. Do you reckon, this is my favourite question to ask, like, no, top 10. Do you think in your life you've had more ketchup or more mayo?
Mayo.
I was going to make fun of that being your favourite question to ask, and then remember this is how we make a living. So. Fucking shut up.
I think probably mayo. Yeah, I'll never be like, oh, I need ketchup with chips. I need to have ketchup in that. But mayo, I prefer mayo.
You.
Big time. Right. Big time.
Bad ketchup is worse than bad mayo.
Correct.
I think I've had more ketchup.
Yeah, you're a ketchup boy.
Yeah. Ketchup boys.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Kettering Ketchup Boys.
Yeah, yeah. I think
the Kettering Ketchup crew.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Do you have ketchup and listen to Last Ketchup as well?
Yeah, we do. Yes. And what's weird about that? I think anyone listening from Kettering will have the same answer as me. I think they'll all be ketchup, not mayo.
Yeah.
I've been to Kettering.
Have you?
Yeah, I did a gig in Kettering. I did another gig in Corby.
Yeah.
Which is the enemy of Kettering.
Yeah, yeah. If there's anyone listening from Corby, fuck you. How did the gigs compare?
Kettering, I can't remember it, but Corby was at the back of a Holiday Inn on like DM1 or something.
Oh, yes.
Oh yeah. And the manager was at the front of the gig. It was like in a veranda. Mm-hmm. And she didn't have shoes on.
The manager didn't have shoes on,
Corby.
She took off her shoes.
It's because what people don't know, Kettering is like back in the day, we would make shoes. That was like the main industry in Kettering. So Corby hates Kettering so much that they refuse to wear shoes.
What do you wear in Kettering? Tomatoes?
We wear fucking shoes in Kettering because we're proud.
Empty bottles of ketchup.
The first pair of boots up Everest were made in Kettering.
Wow.
No, it's not.
Yeah. First pair of boots, the top, Edmund Hillary, top of Mount Everest, was wearing boots that were made in Kettering.
I feel like...
Benito's Googling that. I won't fucking lie, man.
I feel like my disbelief is suspended somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Sartre.
Sartre? I think Sartre we can all agree Sartre was French.
Oh, fuck off.
I would appreciate if someone could pronounce it correctly, Ed.
Sorry.
Sartre.
Jean-Paul Sartre.
Benito's nodded his head.
Yeah. Is that real? That
it's true. Yes, it's real.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, it's good because you laugh and you learn.
It's good. Tell us about this Corby gig.
So she had no shoes on.
She had no shoes on.
Which is quite, I think that's quite French. I'm surprised you didn't feel at home. No shoes.
I forgot to take off my shoes, actually. She had no shoes on. And my friend Danny and I were doing both half an hour which I was too new to do half an hour anyway. And I tried to do crowd work with her about how she wasn't wearing shoes.
With the manager of the venue. Yeah,
within like 6 months of doing stand-up. Obviously, went really well. No, she didn't like me at all. And then I had 28 minutes to go. Did all the material I'd ever written. And then my friend Danny, which we used to call Crowd Work King.
The Crowd Work King?
The crowd working.
And Danny was in the back having a cocktail as this was happening, just like swirling his drink, going, oh, wait till she sees me.
The crowd working,
having swirling his cocktail in the back.
My friend told me that sometimes I add whimsy to memories.
Yeah.
Okay. So, he was swirling his little drink and then went on stage. First thing first, he said, why aren't you wearing shoes?
The king.
Watch and learn. Why are you not wearing shoes?
Long live the king.
We always start with still or sparkling water on the podcast.
Yes.
Do you have a preference?
Yes, I do. I would like... Are we already in a dream restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a preemptive thing that I want to say about the dream restaurant.
Please.
I want the dream restaurant to be exactly a 20-minute walk from my house. Uh-huh. So I can walk to the restaurant, have a lovely stroll, think about what I'm going to have. But then on the way back, 20 minutes is the perfect time to kind of start digesting. Uh-huh. But you're like not home straight away, because that weirds me out when you're home straight away after a minute.
That's a really, really good point that no one's ever brought up. A nice little stroll.
Yeah.
But also to eat and then suddenly just be back in your...
It feels weird, doesn't it?
Feels weird, like if you ever eat in a hotel that you're staying in.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
And then you're just suddenly in your room.
It's like it didn't happen.
Yeah. It's like you've dreamt the whole meal.
Yeah.
Maybe this Holiday Inn in Corby, that manager did have shoes on.
Shoes from Kettering.
No way, shoes from Kettering. We won't conduct ourselves like that.
So a nice 20-minute stroll after the meal, pre and post meal.
Yeah, and an hour before the meal, I want a packet of...
okay.
I want a packet of Walker's crisps, the plain ones. That's okay. What I want, an hour before the meal.
Why?
Because I really like them, and I've started... dipping them in soy sauce, so it's extra salty.
Wow.
And it's delicious.
But why is this an hour before the meal? Why isn't this part of the meal?
Because I'm going to get hungry and I'm going to be like, I can't eat a full meal because I'm going to go for a full meal.
Yeah.
So I want something light that will satisfy me.
Yeah.
And it's always a packet of Walkers. They're delicious.
Dipped in soy sauce.
Soy sauce on birthdays.
Soy sauce on birthdays, yeah.
On big days, soy sauce.
When did you start dipping them in the soy sauce? What?
It was on a coach between Wales and Edinburgh in 2018. I remember it vividly.
Yeah.
It was really sad, and because I had to leave the Fringe before to host a gig that didn't, in hindsight, pay me enough to leave Edinburgh before. And I got a meal deal and had some sushi and then some crisps, and then there was a bit of soy sauce left. Uh-huh. And then I thought, you know what? Live a little.
I'm on a coach back to Edinburgh.
Yeah, yeah, give it a go. Tried it. And then I just had to stop myself from telling the rest of the coach.
Getting on the microphone.
It was so good.
Were you sat next to someone?
No, I think if I was, they would have moved.
Yeah.
The crazy woman dipping stuff.
Yeah, it's a very coach thing to do.
Mm.
You always see someone doing something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in fact, no shoes.
Shoes on the coach.
Oh, you see that?
Does that annoy you when people take off their shoes on long coaches?
Yeah, I hate it.
Really?
When they do it on a plane, I hate it.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay,
on a long flight.
Do you have slippers?
Huh? Surely.
Disgusting.
On a long flight, surely you're taking your shoes off, James.
Rank.
But I'll
undo my shoelaces and I'll loosen my shoes. I ain't getting my goddamn.
Well, that's weirder.
But you love socks. Surely you want to show them off. You love socks.
I do love Hold on. What?
I've got it in my head that you love socks.
I agree to that then.
Yeah. You do love socks.
I don't love socks, do I?
You wear wacky socks, don't you?
Yeah. You love.
Do I?
He's a bit of a wacky guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You wear socks to show everyone how wacky you are.
Yeah,
well, you got to.
Wacky from head to toe.
Are they wacky? Those socks?
Nah, they're not that wacky, actually.
It's got a little pattern.
Put your shoes on, James.
So on like a 10-hour flight, you wouldn't take your shoes off?
I'm loosening them. I'm not.
Really?
That's weirder.
That's not weirder.
It's like it's a tie and you're a businessman who's just finished work.
I know. Take them off.
Everyone loves a businessman who just finished work.
That's so... Do you sit with your coat on as well?
And gloves?
Yeah.
I loosen all of it.
Sat there like Kevin in Home Alone 2.
Right. Well done for just naming another cool person. So far, your attempts to make me look dumb.
Yeah.
Have all failed.
Trying to eat your in-flight meal wearing mittens.
Wear mittens on. Look, I'll take my coat off, sure. But then it's like, I'm not, you know, yeah, no one wants your cheesy feet.
No, but
cheesing like, up the plane.
My feet aren't cheesy. Yeah, thank you very much.
I don't know. When we came back, when you've been house sitting, the whole house stank of cheese. Walking into a big cheese house.
James being like, but she's French. So maybe she's just been eating loads of cheese.
Yeah, she must have just eaten her
cheese. She's been eating brie in every fucking room in this house. Yeah. I know she has. I told you that would happen. And you didn't listen to me.
Stuffed the pillows with goat's cheese. Just...
livid.
Chevre.
Chevre. Chevre.
Chevre.
Don't even know what that means.
It sounds like Deborah when you say
I don't know if chevre is the cheese or the or French for pillow.
What?
You don't know what chevre is. Chevre.
Chevy Chase.
Chevre.
Chevre Chase.
Means goat.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, of course I don't know that.
Why?
I never had to say goat in French before.
Do you want to try?
Chevre?
Yeah, chevre.
Perfect.
Chev? Chev?
Chevre. Chevre.
Oh, fuck, I'm not doing that. I proper panic when I have to try and speak another language.
Do you?
Yeah. When I was a kid, I was 13, learning French at school, and then we went to France the first time, my family, I'd never been abroad before, and stopped at a service station on the way to the holiday home. And my dad was like, right, you're learning French, so you just got to get your stuff yourself. And so I had a tray in the service station, had to queue up this windy queue, went to the front, said what they'd taught me to say in school, and then the guy came back with a whole load of stuff that they hadn't said in school. I didn't know what to do, and I panicked, and everyone behind me started getting really impatient. It was the most horrible feeling. Ever since then, I don't even try.
You don't do it anymore?
No way. No way, Jose.
That was another language.
Oh, shit.
You're rhyming in different languages. Look at you.
Yeah, I can rhyme. I might rhyme in another language.
Yeah, you could go to Spain and, you know, you could muddle through with No Way Jose.
I could muddle through with that. I could muddle through with Frère Jacques when I go to France. That's not really a rhyme. They rhyme it with its own word.
No, it's a banger, though. What song? Every morning I put it on.
It is a banger. Brother James.
Brother Jacques. In France, when I was learning English on the last year of high school, my English teacher was Irish and she was from Cork and she had the strongest accent that I've ever heard in my life. So for a whole year, there was French kids running around with French Cork accents.
Great.
And she taught us that bloody was a swear word. So she was like, oh, don't say bloody because that's a swear word. Of course, we're 17. We just started saying bloody all the time.
Running around saying bloody as a 17-year-old. Most pathetic act of rebellion ever.
Thank you being really rude. Yeah.
Like the tough kids at school would be like bloody, and then I was like, oh wow, that's a big guy.
That's a guy there.
Well, that's a gangster. I'm scared of him.
I was rubbish at French at school. You wouldn't believe it given my accent now, but we had to watch La Haine.
I love that film.
Yeah, but it's fucking depressing and it really puts you off learning French.
Yeah,
it's a brilliant film.
Yeah, I hate it actually.
Plus we all fancied the teacher, so that was
a great film. Did you see it?
No, I've not heard of that film.
So it's called La Haine, which means hate. And it's about like three kids in the suburbs of Paris, like the banlieue, and what the day to day is like going into Paris. And it kind of links to like police brutality. Really fun stuff.
Yeah.
It's a really good film. You'd love it.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds nice. Yeah. Sounds like I'd like it.
Yeah.
So we learned loads of great stuff, loads of great vocab from that film about police brutality and sort of racism in France. It's great.
Around quite in that film.
Yeah.
We haven't even found out if you want still a sparkling water. We asked you like an hour ago.
I'm sorry.
We know you want it to be 20 minutes from your house. Yeah. You want the Walkers ready salted with the soy sauce.
An hour before. Yeah. So I want a big pint of really, really sparkling water with ice. I almost want no water, almost just bubbles.
Okay.
And I want that before the meal. And I don't want to drink the whole thing. I want maybe a 4 or 5 sips. And then throughout the meal, I want tap water. And crucially, I don't want to have to ask for more tap water to be refilled because I always feel like a dick when I do it. And they never notice it. And I just want someone to notice as soon as they see the bottom of this glass, they top it back up with tap water.
Right. Got you.
That's what I want.
Straight away. But when it's at the bottom, because I don't like it sometimes if you're in a restaurant, and I'll have a sip of my water, put it down, and then... Look, they come around, they top it up.
Why don't you like that?
Because I don't like them when they're hovering all the time, constantly popping up. I'm trying to talk to the person that I'm having dinner with.
Yeah.
They're popping in, topping up. I'm like, I can't even have a sip of this without this person
showing
up. Did they
do that with food as well? Every time you have a bite, they replace it.
I told you what my dad does. I've told you this before.
I think you probably
If people are hovering and topping stuff up, he'll go, no, leave that there and you don't need to come here anymore.
Yeah. I respect it. I'm going to be, when I grow up, I think I'm going to turn into Ed's dad.
I want to see a version of this podcast with both your dads.
Listen, the idea has been floated.
Yeah. Not with both our dads, it's not. We've talked about the idea of having your dad on. There is just my dad and your dad talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even listen to that.
I think we would have to have a guest doing their dream menu.
Who's going to be the guest?
The dad of someone famous.
Benito's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Benito's dad is the guest. No, Benito's dad has the producer.
That would be perfect because Benito's dad is so kind.
Yeah.
Such a nice man. Our dads would fucking destroy it. It'd be mincemeat.
Oh, brilliant. This sparkling water, you said you want it to be almost no water, mainly bubbles.
Yeah.
Is that not air?
Do you know how like honey has like holes, but then there's like little bits of honey? Or like Emmental cheese has like, I want Emmental
that
cheese.
Size bubbles.
Yeah, I want big bubbles. And the reason for that is I really like how it feels on my teeth.
Mm.
I really like how the bubbles feel on my teeth. It feels like they're brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like.
Yeah. Yeah, you think that too, don't you?
Yes, I think like it cleans your teeth in the morning.
Yeah, it feels like a little spa day for the teeth.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Spa day for the teeth.
For all the bubbles. But you want it's like so many bubbles that like this sounds like it would feel like an electric toothbrush.
No, not
this like, many bubbles. Right through your mouth.
So in between lame sparkling water and electric toothbrush, on the spectrum there, I want it to be maybe like 20% almost to electric toothbrush, but not painful. Like
yeah.
And I want it to be very cleansing.
Do you think you can get too bubbly of water though? So does it get to a point where it doesn't feel cleansing? What if you took a sip of this water and then you open your mouth and realise that it'd turn your teeth back into baby teeth?
What if that, Sylvia?
What if that? Well, let's think about that for a while, actually.
What if that, though?
Well, we come to a section of the podcast called What If That?
What if that with Ed Gamble? Where's James? James not involved.
James not involved.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
No guests. Just...
Yeah, just me saying, what if that? What if that though?
Well, let me sweeten the pot here. Let me put this in. What if this? What if?
Oh, that's a good twist.
That's my version, my spin-off. What if this? What if this sparkling water that's really, really sparkling, it will feel the best you've ever... That good feeling that you're talking about, it will feel the best it's ever felt.
Yeah.
The best feeling that you've ever got from sparkling water.
Yeah.
But it will turn your teeth back into baby teeth. What if that?
What if that? I'd have to say no, I like my teeth.
Yeah.
I'd have to say, if it's half and half, I'll do it.
What if you had a half baby teeth and half your teeth now?
Top half or bottom half? What are you choosing?
Oh, no, I was imagining it.
Oh, yeah, left and right.
Left and right.
I would happily have...
Alternate.
It's up and down, or higgledy-piggledy.
Yeah. What if that?
Don't get the chance to say...
Oh,
I think that might be the first use of higgledy-piggledy on the podcast.
I've never heard that before.
Mm.
I like the sound of it.
Mm.
Can you say it again?
Higgledy-piggledy.
Oh, it's lovely.
That English teacher didn't teach you that word.
Too
busy teaching you all the effing and jeffing. You're not enough higgledy-piggledy. I think I'd go for bottom...
Bottom baby?
Bottom row baby.
It's got to be bottom row baby.
Bottom row, because bottom when you smile, baby. You don't... Now, these guys could stay hidden their whole lives, really.
Doesn't matter what they look like. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be bottom row higgledy-piggledy baby.
Yeah. Then I'd get... Then I'd get lip fillers, which just for the bottom to make sure.
Yeah, huge lip to cover it. Yeah.
So in short, sparkling water.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I only go into sparkling water when I stopped smoking. And my theory is that it feels like having a cigarette in your mouth.
Wow.
Because I don't know what it did to me. It did something to my tongue and it hit the spot of like what smoking felt like.
Yeah.
I haven't looked into this.
Interesting. We've not heard this before.
No, we've not.
Having
a sparkling water is like having a cig.
A hot ciggy.
I have a sparkling water when I go to stuff on the way. Sparkling water after banging.
Yeah.
You don't mind if I do, do you?
Yeah. Yep. You have to nip outside a pub to have a sparkling water?
Yeah, in the morning I have a coffee and a sparkling water.
Yeah, I have a sparkling water after banging just to cool my dick off.
Oh, no, you've got to be careful, though, man. If you dip your dick in sparkling water, it could turn it back into a baby dick.
Oh, no! I got a baby dick! Please don't leave, baby! Don't leave, I swear! I didn't know it would happen!
I put my dick in sparkling water and I got a baby dick!
Please don't leave me!
What if that...
Can I ask you a question, though? I think about that. That's another one of my questions. Do you think it would feel nice to have a whole bath filled with sparkling water? Like, how, because, you know.
I mean, if someone offered it to me, I'd definitely say yes. I'd want to know what that felt like.
Yeah.
I think it would feel nice.
I think it'd feel incredible. Like a jacuzzi.
Yeah. For a bit, but then would it feel a bit weird and sort of stagnant? And
it would flatten out.
Yeah, it would flatten out.
But then you could, what's that thing that makes bubbles? That thing you can buy.
SodaStream.
Okay.
SodaStream, yeah. You could have a SodaStream like...
Like where the taps should be.
Yeah, like you're a hamster.
Thing is, soda streams don't work.
No.
So I think
they
if
don't.
You made a soda stream
James
bath,
couldn't work his.
It would probably flood your entire bathroom because they don't. They tend to like explode a lot.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's a no for that, is it?
Yeah, it's a no for me.
If you had a bath of sparkling water, I'm imagining it with a slice of lemon in it. Would you do that?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
How many lemons? I'd have a lot of sliced lemons.
Cucumbers in it.
Yeah.
Cucumbers.
Yeah.
You'd feel great.
Yeah.
You'd feel like a drink. You'd feel like a little umbrella. A drink.
Yeah, I don't think you'd feel like a little umbrella. I think it would be fun to wear one of those hats that makes your head look like an umbrella as well.
Yeah.
So I think if you had loads of slices of lemon in there, great. One slice on its own would feel dirty. That would feel like there's litter in the bath.
Yeah.
Loads of slices of lemon, weirdly, would feel clean, luxurious, great.
Yeah.
One slice of lemon, someone's dropped some lemon in my bath, it feels dirty.
Would you let someone drink it?
Yes. If anyone wanted to drink it, they could drink it.
There's people out there who are going to be messaging Benito saying, I'm up for that.
Oh, yeah. There's a few creeps who would love to drink my bath water.
Definitely. Sparkling or otherwise.
Yeah. Real shame.
Yeah.
That's a drink.
Sparkling.
Sparkling. And then tap throughout the meal, please.
Yes. Tap. Topped up.
Yeah.
Whenever it gets low.
Yeah. And I want the person that tops it up to disappear as soon as it's up.
No chance. Who do you want to top it up? Is it me or is it as the genie or is it someone else? It can be anyone in the world.
I have opinions about waiters.
Yes?
I want the waiters to be happy.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I want them to be, like, on a fair wage and happy.
Yeah.
But I don't want... It sounds awful. Do you know when you go to a bar and you try and get a drink, but you can tell that two bartenders have, like, a flirt going on?
Yeah.
That bothers me.
You don't like it?
No, because sometimes they're, like, they're creating their lovely memories of, like, haha, do you remember when we met at bartending? And they're really flirting. And I feel like I'm... in it. It makes me feel dirty.
I completely agree with you. And I feel bad that I completely agree with you. I don't like going into a shop and the people who work there are clearly friends.
They're friends.
No, no, no. And they're having a laugh about something else that I'm not involved in. They are colleagues. They shouldn't be friends.
I'd like to say that I don't agree with what you just said.
No, but you go in and they're having a laugh.
Funny. Yeah.
No.
It depends how big of a laugh they're having. If they're having a laugh to the point where it's unprofessional, they're not doing their job, sure, I'll get annoyed at that.
No,
but like,
no laugh.
Also, I think I like it if the bar staff are flirting. I like to see a bit of a will they, won't they?
You little perv.
Yeah, you are a perv, actually. Yeah. That's
Hey.
Room for a third one in this?
I don't mind. So here's the thing. I don't mind them being friends, but I don't like when they've got clearly like there's a sex vibe going, and that's what I call it.
Sex vibe, yep.
There's a sex vibe going, and it makes me feel like I'm an extra in the beginning of their romance of what they'll remember later on. Do you
don't feel like the main character anymore.
No, I just like, I want it to be quick. I want this. Thank you. Bye-bye. And then you can flirt.
Yeah.
But like, no, oh my God, that's so funny. You went to Mallorca. That's crazy. Just like, I don't want any of that.
Oh, I don't want it holding up my drink.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Can't hold
up the drink. But you don't also, if they get together and they're like together for ages, you don't want them to be sitting around one day going, do you remember that time that woman came into the... You don't want to be like a little tiny part of someone else's story.
No, and that happens to me all the time. At your show, I was sitting next to a couple and...
Sorry about that.
That's okay. And
didn't have a good night, did you?
No. I was sitting next to a couple and they were like really cuddling. And every time something made them both laugh, they'd laugh really hard, look at each other, and then look at me like this. Like I was part of it.
That makes me feel sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want people in shops to be friends, and I don't want couples to share a moment together over one of my jokes.
No.
Don't worry. I don't think that happens that often. Most of your jokes are disgusting. Poppadoms are dead. Poppadoms are dead. Sally, baby. Poppadoms are dead. I just say
Poppadoms are dead.
That's the first Poppadoms are dead. It's taken a long time to get to Poppadoms are dead. We should have done that for a Halloween special or something.
We should have done
Poppadoms are dead.
Poppadoms are dead. Goth menu.
Yeah, goth menu. Oh, come on. Oh, we're doing that in the future, Benita. Stuff.
Okay. I don't know if it's allowed, but I would like Poppadoms to start with, with the but specifically from a Birmingham restaurant I used to go to every week. It's called Milan, next to Snow Hill Station. It's an Indian restaurant, and they had the best little sauces that you get with the poppadoms. And sometimes I just go there for that. So I want that before the meal, but then throughout the meal.
Bet you're popular in there.
Oh, actually, there was a bit of a scam going.
Just orders of poppadoms and then leaves again.
My God.
£40 bill.
Sally used to live in Birmingham for the listener. Yeah. She wasn't commuting.
I would commute though for it.
Just next to the station.
Yeah, just next to the station.
Sally's French.
I really enjoyed that restaurant because sometimes they'd give you they'd have a little competition where you write your name and then whoever they pick gets a free meal on it. And because they really liked me, every time I'd write my name, the waiter would be like, "You're going to get it."
That sounds like that waiter probably thought there was something going on. But he thought, this is our love story. This is our story. And you were just thinking, they'd like me to win the competition.
Yeah. Everyone was so nice and on a fair wage and lonely.
Yeah.
Every time she comes in, she writes her number down.
No, I came with Matt. I was coming with a person I was dating. And I think he just really likes our vibes. I've been watching you and I like your vibe.
fired the next day for saying that.
Yeah.
So you want these poppadoms with the dips.
Yeah.
But then also you're gonna.
I want two types of bread. There's a lot of bread incoming. By the way, I don't know what the secret ingredient is, but I feel there's a bit of a French minefield happening, and I'm absolutely terrified.
What do you think if you were to guess if we'd done a French one?
I'm not falling into that hole.
No, if you say it, we're not going to kick you out.
It's going to be snails or something. Like, I know you like to have a giggle about.
we do have a giggle, correct?
This is a very serious meal. I think it's going to be something obvious or like a snail that's holding a French flag, I don't know.
Snails don't hold enough.
So the bread that I want is from a French bakery in Paris called Du Pain et des Idées, which means some bread and some ideas. And I got...
Is that the one with the domes? They put domes over all of the like macarons and stuff.
I don't remember that.
That might be Patisserie de Rêve, actually.
What about pain quotidien?
Oh, pain quotidien.
Or Paul.
I do like it in a pain quotidien. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Makes me feel happy. Makes me feel at home. Anyways, so I got really into Anthony Bourdain in lockdown. Mm-hmm. And I watched so much of it. And every episode, I would take notes of where it was going. And if I happened to be there, I would go to that place. Oh. And that's his favorite bakery. And I had it once. And it's by far the best bread I've ever had in my life. Oh. It tastes so rich. It was so good that we bought it, took it on the plane back, and by the next day it was still as delicious as the first day.
Wow.
It was incredible.
Nice.
It was so good.
And is this like just classic, you know, a white bread loaf of brown bread loaf? What kind of bread was it?
I wouldn't say it was like a baguette or anything like that, which, oh my God, I've almost stepped on a minefield up here.
Get out! Baguette, out.
That would be so unfair. It's almost like just a loaf. I think we bought a whole loaf. And it's brown, but it's got little bits of seeds in it. But I can't even describe the taste of it. It just felt really rich and almost meaty. It was delicious. And I think about that bread a lot.
So it wasn't a sausage roll?
It was. No, it wasn't a sausage roll.
Okay.
So we got that bread, which I want.
First sausage roll you've ever had.
Yeah.
This bread's amazing.
So
oh
meaty.
My God. When I first moved to England, I went to a Wetherspoons and then went back to France and then was telling everyone about this amazing.
Were you really?
Yeah. So you should check out this Wetherspoons. It's amazing.
Two breads, though.
Yeah. The second bread will come in the starter.
Ah, nice.
Okay,
nice,
so you found that. Well, this sounds very nice. Are you having any butter with this?
Burr?
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 What?
I would like a bit of a burr.
Bill Burr. But
yeah, like fuck your butter.
Yeah, I want
fuck your butter. Fuck your bread.
I'm the Bill fucking Burr. Butter. How's it going?
I want Bill Burr to be trying new material at the back of the restaurant. By the way, the restaurant, I want to be sat in the booth side of the thing. I don't want the chair. That's important for me. So I want butter, and I want it to be softened, and I want salted and unsalted, so I can have a bit of fun.
Go back and forth.
Yeah.
Have a bit of fun.
A bit of fun.
What, are you spreading them on alternate chunks of bread, or are you getting them on the same one?
Oh, my God. Yes.
That's the very basic of what I thought you were talking about. Yeah. No. You just decided I'm going to have some fun, and at no point thought, what is this fun going to be?
No. What I want is...
Are you going to make them have them separate? Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Game changer. What the fuck? Okay, let me wrap my head around this first.
Okay, here's my idea. I want a slice of that bread, and I want it to have a bit of unsalted, salted in different areas, then no butter, mm-hmm. because it's so delicious that it doesn't need butter. And I don't want to ever feel full throughout this meal, so I can just have one of these and I can still eat the rest of it.
Yeah.
So that's what I want.
Also, I have to ask you a question that we've asked a lot of guests on the podcast, and I know you haven't chose a baguette. You mentioned a baguette. You mentioned Paris, obviously. Spent a lot of time in France. We've never asked.
Bloody obsessed with the place.
Never asked an actual French person this question.
Go on then.
When you go to a bakery, a boulangerie,
very good.
And get a fresh baguette on the walk back to your house.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, the hat of the baguette.
Yes.
I think that should be the only question to judge whether someone's a psychopath or not.
If they don't eat
it. If they don't bite the hat off the baguette, then they're wrong.
Put them to jail, I think.
Yeah,
jail
them. Straight away.
And then the jail can be made them forget.
Oh, Jesus.
But yeah, absolutely, I eat it. And that's there used to be a big thing in my family of we used to fight about who gets to go and buy bread that day because we wanted the head of the baguette. I guess we like to behead things a lot in France.
Your dream starter then, which we know is going to involve some more bread. Yeah. Also, for the listeners, Celia showed us, we don't know what's on there, but from a distance, Celia showed us the notes on her phone.
Extensive.
For this episode, and it is the most amount of notes anyone's ever made.
I'm sorry.
For the podcast.
There's a lot.
No, apology needed. I just want the listener to know what we're dealing with here.
Okay.
This is a novel.
So what you're dealing with is, I had an ID. I went for a meal once with Ivo and Tim Key in Edinburgh, and we had this idea, and by we, I mean, I think Tim had this idea, and then I jumped on it, for a restaurant that's called Sips.
Just to flag up before we move on, full transparency, I've been told about Sips before.
Okay. I'm hearing about Sips for the first time.
I've heard about Sips.
Sips is a restaurant where you can go there and have just a sip of something. And next door to it is another chain called Bite, and I'll let you guess.
Yeah. Someone bites you.
What that is, being someone bites you.
Yeah.
With baby teeth. there's a lot of Sips and Bites content about to happen because I'm very indecisive and I love a lot of food.
Okay.
So, are we ready?
Bites is just tapas though, right?
No. Don't you dare.
No, okay.
It's a bite. So you'll have a little plate with an actual bite. No one chewed it for you, but it's like bite size of one thing.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Canapés.
Not canapés.
No.
No, that's another French word.
Yeah, well done.
I mean sofa.
So Sips and Bites are next door to each other.
Yeah.
It seems unnecessary that they're in two separate places. It should be called Sips and Bites.
Sometimes you just want Sips, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm walking around London, I'm like, oh, God, I'm dying for a sip.
Yeah.
And then I have to buy a whole drink, and that's too many sips.
Yeah.
So is this going to be...
Too many sips on a dance floor.
Is your starter going to be loads...
Fight the Concords fans out there. Who remembers the song Too Many Dicks on the Dance Floor.
Is this starter going to be loads of bites?
Ed? Yes, it is.
Loads of bites.
So, I used to work in a pub in Birmingham called the Red Lion, and they had the best Sunday roast I've ever had in my life. Now, one of the starters that I would like is... Okay, when we worked in a pub, we weren't allowed to eat during our shifts, but we would get really hungry. So, what we would do is God, I shouldn't have said the name of the pub. I'm sure they don't do it anymore. What we used to do is eat the rest of people's roasts. We like pick up and we call it scraps. And there'd be a WhatsApp group. We'd be like, there's good scraps in the kitchen. And our manager would get really mad at us, but it was really good scraps.
Please tell me the WhatsApp group was called What Scraps.
No, it's not. That's very good, actually. Yeah. Might rejoin.
What Scraps?
2016 coming back to me.
Come on. That is gutting that it wasn't called that.
I know.
That has got to be absolutely gutting that it wasn't called What Scraps.
What
Scraps? Fucking hell.
They used to do a lamb bap, which was like lamb roast dinner covered in gravy with mint sauce.
What bap?
And a little bap.
Yeah.
And
what bap?
What?
Just ignore him.
What bap? Okay. Okay. It's okay. Yes. Okay. I think you won that one, Edward. Yeah.
Some of us aren't playing the win over here.
So I want like a bite of that, of the lamb bap.
Bite of the lamb bap.
I want a bite of the lamb bap.
Yeah.
Can I just check with the bite, with bites as a concept?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you get the whole thing, you take a bite and then leave it? Or do you get a bite-sized bit of that?
Both are excellent ideas, so it's hard to...
One involves a lot more waste.
One involves a lot more waste and self-restraint, I would say.
What if it was a whole thing, but you take a bite and immediately you have to give it to someone else?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pass it down the line.
And then, I think that's nice. I like sharing food with people like that, because it's that you go, you have it, and then you go, you can't have it ever again. It's very romantic, actually.
I like sharing food with people. Don't actually, that's a lie, but...
Mm, yeah, so don't lie.
I definitely wouldn't like sharing food with people if the concept was, it was a bap, I took a bite, and then they took a bite.
Well, especially if you're the second person.
Yeah, if you're the second person, or the last person.
Yeah.
I guess it's like the human centipede table question again, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Not quite. Yeah.
Where would you be in line for the...
when are you taking the bite?
Yeah.
How far down the line?
You don't want to be right at the end of the line.
No.
Bites, it's fucked up, this restaurant.
No, so bite is like a bite size. Let's say hygiene, you know.
I mean, each person's bite is different size, though. So you got to make...
Oh, they know you.
They know you. Okay.
This is interesting, because I once came up with an idea for a restaurant that I might have said on Off Menu before. Me and my friend Leo came up with it, called Steak Face. Where you go in and they measure your face and then you get a steak the size of your own face.
That's amazing.
Pretty good, right?
But is it like the size of, not the circumference of
your
head?
Not the head, the face. The head. So it's just the face.
Are you sure it's the first time I've heard about Leo as well? Leo. Yeah, you and Leo came up steak face together.
Do they draw your face on it?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah, they good idea. Good.
Yeah, that's not
I'd
a bad
love
idea.
I'd love to eat my own face.
Yeah. If I like.
But I think that's good.
Well, steak face.
Yeah. No?
No. Shit.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, also, because if there's a little baby. If there's a little baby or something, they're not going to want a big steak. So it works perfectly proportionally.
I've never seen a baby eat a steak.
I mean, yeah.
Well, you've not been to steak.
Rare, please.
He's luring us in there.
Yeah.
He knows babies don't eat steaks. He's trying to get us in.
Find a little kid.
Little kids, even a little kid.
Oh my God, if I see a kid eat a steak, I'm bullying him. There's no,
That kid will bully you, I think.
Oh no, I'm stealing his lunch money. And his lunch, actually.
That kid eating the steak, I reckon that kid could beat up anyone. An adult.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes.
I reckon good luck bullying that kid. You try and bully a kid who's eating a steak.
Steak baby, you ain't bullying that steak baby.
Bully you right back.
Yeah, he'd win in a fight, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Steak baby.
I'm sorry to distract from the bites concept. So
you got the lamb bap.
Bite-sized lamb bap.
Then... I want, there's a restaurant in Paris that I go to a lot. So it's right by one of the bridges. I'll find out the name of it later. Mm-hmm. It feels like a tourist trap, but the food is actually really good. And what I want from it is the bottom of a thing of mussels, just a sauce, and I can soak a bit of bread in it and eat that. I'm not bothered about the mussels. They're nice, but I don't like food that has tech.
Yeah.
So, and it's too much. So just get rid of all the mussels. And then I'll just like to dip a bit of bread in it. So far, it's a lot of bread.
Yeah.
So you've got some more bread here.
But that sauce was delicious.
So you want to dip it in. You don't want like a cube of bread that's had that sauce soaked up into it and then you...
No, I want to dip it in. I want to feel strong.
You want to feel strong.
I want to dip it in. And there's two more, which are not bread.
Uh-huh.
I want a sip of a vegetable soup that I had in a pub. In Rotherhithe.
Soup's an interesting one. Would that be in sips or bites?
That's sips.
Got to be in sips.
But then you have to get, if you want the bread, you have to go to bites.
Yeah, so it's tricky.
Yeah. See, that's why you should maybe adopt Head's idea of having sips and bites.
No, what if there was a conveyor belt that linked the two? A secret tunnel.
Secret tunnel?
A secret tunnel between the two.
Yeah.
The Yo Sushi and Ed's Diner in the centre of London, when there was an Ed's Diner there, I used to share a toilet.
Is that true?
Yeah, you'd go into the toilet and you'd be like in the toilet and then someone from Yo Sushi would be like trying to get into the toilet.
Oh, that's amazing. I bet they had tales to tell each other.
Yeah. Toilet tales.
Yeah. What's it like in Yo Sushi?
Yeah. You wouldn't believe it.
So that could be a way of getting around Sips and Bites.
Yeah.
What? You just eat in the toilet and then
share the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'd like
dip your bread in this your sip.
Oh, dip the bread in the toilet. That's what you mean. I want a sip of the vegetable soup from a pub in Rotherhithe, which I forgot the name of, but it's lovely.
Yeah.
And then my mom, so I'm, for the listeners, I'm Algerian as well as French. Dum, dum, dum.
And, plot twist.
But we haven't made fun of that.
No, Ed does 20 minutes with an Algerian accent.
Yeah.
pretty wrong, actually, Ed.
Yeah, shouldn't open wrong with it either, should
I? No, shouldn't. Also, the outfit's a bit much. So there's an Algerian type soup called shorba. Which my mom makes. I don't know if you've ever had it.
No.
It's lovely. It's quite mild, but it's very satisfying. And you have it around Ramadan a lot. I did Ramadan once in my life and then I fainted, so I don't do it anymore.
Fair enough.
But I always had the meal at the end of the day, which was amazing. Uh-huh. Everyone would have...
So you would eat throughout the day?
Yeah.
And then you'd break
I was 7 stone heavier as a teenager, yes.
How did you faint?
Yes. mean,
you fainted when you actually did Ramadan?
Yeah. It was in a shopping centre and the guy, they called an ambulance and the man said, "Why haven't you eaten?" And I said, "It's Ramadan." And he said, "Don't do that anymore." And then I'm not Muslim anymore. So I guess that man had a big impact on me.
There you go. He converted someone.
But also, isn't that...
His name was Jesus.
But isn't that folded
Don't
in...
do that anymore.
Isn't that folded into Islam, though, that if you can't do it for medical reasons, that's fine. Because then everyone else doing it is taking on the fact that you can't do it.
Yeah, I think... I was very young and I think I just thought... I'm just going to leave Islam instead.
Yeah,
that's a bit quicker than putting my guilt on everyone else's.
Sorry, everyone else have to burn and tank is burning on.
Yeah. I'll just leave the room, actually.
Don't worry about me, guys.
Just,
so sorry.
Just go home.
I'm off to Sips and Bites.
But I want a sip of shorba. Actually, two sips of shorba.
Two sips. Is that allowed in Sips?
It's allowed. You get two different containers.
Wow, that's pretty mad that you can go in Sips and order two sips of something.
Yeah.
That's a gulp.
And then on Fridays, I have two sips Fridays.
Yeah.
When you get deals for it.
Yeah.
And so that's my starter. I want a sip of shorba, a sip of the vegetable soup from that pub in Rotherhithe, which was the best vegetable soup I've had in my life. And I usually hate vegetable soup.
Mm-hmm.
The bread at the bottom of the mussels from the French restaurant.
Yeah. Which is kind of, I mean, this is like, that, so that's a sip and a bite as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a sip in a bite.
That's a sip in a bite.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're biting a sip there.
Normally we get a bit weird about people ordering multiple, what's clearly multiple things on one course, but these are so, you've so specified that it's Sips and Bites.
Yeah.
That it's absolutely fine. It's global to pass.
It's global to pass, but like on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
And I think if we're talking two bites, three sips here by my calculation. that's basically a start.
Yeah, I think so.
I think you'd find, and I'm going to say the word because I know everyone's thinking it, it's quite sophisticated.
Yes, you're right, actually. Yes,
I'll tell you what makes it not sophisticated in my head is that I've imagined Sips and Bites are spelt with a Z.
Yeah, and it's in Comic Sans on the sign.
Yeah.
Sips and Bites is all in lowercase, somewhere in East London.
With a full stop after it.
Yeah. Sips, but it's all in lowercase. Wood, loads of wood, and... The people working there are all wearing little hats.
Oh, okay.
And glasses. It's very hipstery, Sips and Bites, is how I imagine.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters, May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring.
At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Your dream main course.
Oh, okay. I really thought about this.
Yes.
You thought about the start?
And I thought I would know by now, but I don't know if I want a main course. I think I just want sides.
Oh, my God. Mm.
Interesting.
This is going to be another sips and bites situation, isn't it?
Yeah. We thought we'd left sips and bites.
We're back in there. So, sides. First side I want as my main.
Is this the first time someone's skipped main?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Yeah, it might be. Because we've definitely had starter skippers and dessert skippers.
Yes, we have.
We've never had a main skipper.
Yeah. What, just skipping starters.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
That's the only reason I go to restaurants is for the starters.
It is mad, but as someone who's about to skip main.
I just think a main is too much, isn't it, when you think about it? Sure. After you've had a few sips and bites.
Yeah, it's not too much at all. That's why you should have a fucking bag of crisps before you arrive at the restaurant.
Oh, like a bag of crisps?
Actually, no.
And then I'll have to skip my main course.
It's too big.
Oh, my God. I've just remembered, on the way here, I've settled on a main, so I've got a main.
Okay.
Oh, are we ready for... Oh, my God. Okay, main is... I really like Studio Ghibli films.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Ghibli or Ghibli?
Ghibli.
Ghibli.
It's Ghibli.
What?
Ghibli?
It is Ghibli, yeah.
Oh, I said Ghibli the other day to someone, like to their face.
Oh, yeah. No.
And they text me, they said, what, an idiot?
Fuck me, I've said Ghibli for a long... Actually, no.
Then they sent me a GIF.
I think I said Ghibli.
I think Ghibli is acceptable, but I think it is Ghibli.
I think someone else said Ghibli to me the other day, and I've now thought that that's how it's said.
Yeah.
It's a Ghibli.
Benito, you've got to cut that out the podcast.
No.
Have people thinking that I go around saying the wrong one.
So... Studio Ghibli. I really like the food in it. I think that's quite a common thing. There's a there's a page I follow on Twitter that's just Studio Ghibli food or Studio Ghibli food. So my main course is I want a bowl of ramen with pork at the top of it, and I want the broth to be rich and spicy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the noodles to be on the thicker side. I don't like little noodles. Size queen. I've never said that in my life.
I don't think I've said it on the podcast. But we haven't heard the term size queen said on the podcast.
I don't even agree with it. But when I walk into a noodle place.
Yeah, suddenly.
Yeah.
The size queen. We got ourselves a size queen.
The size queen's arrived.
Like the udon.
You better have that udon.
Rice noodle. Waste of time.
I don't want to. No rice noodle, motherfucker.
Oh, macaroni guy.
Fucking Cardi B lyric. Oh, that's funny.
So I don't want it to be quite udon.
Yeah.
But like on the udon scale, I would say. And I would like two tea stained egg because one is not enough. Every time I have one, I think that was amazing. I'd like to
always
have
order an extra egg.
Always.
Yeah. I mean it.
Yeah. And also, it makes you think because where's the other half of the egg going?
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Well, sometimes
certainly
they...
not in another ramen that they're serving. a minute later.
Yeah. Where's that egg going? They must be putting half an egg in and then throwing the rest
There's
of the egg in the bin.
There's a meat cute that could happen where you find...
You find the other half of your egg in someone else's ramen.
You both put them together.
Yeah. You both... And then, oh my God, that's so sweet, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm disgusted, but yeah.
How different do you think eggs are that if you put the two halves together that they wouldn't match any other egg?
They're quite different, aren't they? They're quite different, I'd say. Mm. Oh, I had an idea for a game where...
Okay.
Unrelated.
Okay. Let's fuck that up. When you just did.
I think you'll like this. But it's kind of related. So imagine if there was a game where it's a packet of crisps and then you have to put back the potato from the packet of crisps like a puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
What, put it back into potato shape?
Yeah. Do you think you'd have so much fun?
Do you think maybe the slices... change shape when they're fried?
No, I think it'd be really fun.
Yeah, but it's impossible. Because, as I think you know, when you fry the potato slices, they change shape. It's like getting a jigsaw, fucking it into a blender, and then saying, let's try and put that back together again.
That sounds fun, Ed. I'm trying to get away from my phone, so please, give me a crisp puzzle. But fuck eggs, I think. I'm sure you've done that as well.
I like the idea, though, of the potato jigsaw.
Yeah.
I think about that puzzle a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that. And I know that they change shapes and stuff. But I think that, you know, life is dull. Have a bit of magic, won't you?
And, you know, who knows? They change shape, but maybe those shapes, the new shapes, will fit into one another and you'll create a big fried potato.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced, guys, I'll be honest.
Could happen. We're not the one fucking jigsaws into a blender, whatever you spend your time doing.
So that's my main. Are we happy with that?
You want ramen. The ramen from Spirited Away?
Yeah.
Actually, what's the one? No, there's one where the ramen, is specifically ramen, is really good in it.
Is it Ponyo?
I think it might be Ponyo.
It's where it's like they spend a whole scene making ramen.
Yes.
With like the pork and the... I think it might be Ponyo. Ponyo.
He says... I've forgotten the guy's name now. The main guy behind the studio. He says that like in every film there should be a moment where they have a meal.
Yeah.
And spend that time. And it does look delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time.
Even in Spirited Away, that scene where they eat all the food, like in the turn into pigs. Man. I mean, there's a part of me that's like, oh, make me a little piggy.
Yeah, turn me into a pig. Those dumplings.
I think they had the best day out of everybody, I think.
Yeah. The pigs,
the parents. They sat down, had a meal, turned into pigs. Yeah. And then turn back into humans. I don't remember the end, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know what happened at the end. So your dream side dish. So you were going to choose loads of sides for your main.
Yes.
You've decided not to.
Are the sides now just the things that you were going to have for your main?
Yeah, there's quite a lot. Yeah. Okay, the first side I want... is something that I think you'll be familiar with.
Mm?
I want the chicken wings from Shaq Fu Yu.
Yes, the Korean chicken wings.
Yes, but I want them to be magical because I want them to they're very sticky.
Yeah.
So I want to eat them, enjoy the flavour, but magically my fingers aren't sticky afterwards.
Yeah. Okay.
If anything, they're cleaner.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Good, because they are delicious, but I would say they're in my top three foods of feeling disgusting after you've finished eating them.
Yeah.
And they only make me think of Nish Kumar.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he is a man.
Because he always gets disgusting those. Too.
Yeah.
Always gets them.
Always gets them and does not care if he's got dirty hands.
Oh, no.
Same goes for my dad, who ate them and looked like the Joker afterwards. And we told him that and he didn't care.
You look like the Joker, didn't
we? We said, Dad, it's literally on your nose. And you're right, so what? Just really funnied it out. So what? I don't care.
Which joke? Heath Ledger?
Heath Ledger's Joker.
Yeah, yeah. Not Jared Leto. He didn't have, fucking ha-ha written on his face.
If he did, he wouldn't care.
Yeah.
He had one and he looked like Jared Leto afterwards. It was amazing.
Now, with the starter, we let you get away with multiple things because it was all sips and bites. Those wings are massive.
Yeah.
That is
to the extent I have never seen a chicken the size of those wings.
Yeah, I don't know what they're actually...
Yeah.
Ostrich
wings.
Bodybuilders.
Yeah.
They're
at the gym.
I think bodybuilding chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's about, three wings to a portion?
Yeah.
Which is disconcerting.
Always disconcerting to get three wings in a portion.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you think about it.
You're like, what do they do with the other wing? With the other egg? The other half egg?
Or a great meat
cube. God. Then you have to find, who has the next wing.
Who has the other wing?
Yeah. And then you fly away together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What if this could have happened to you and you don't even know it? What if in the same day you had some chicken wings and you had some ramen with the tea stained egg and the egg came from the same chicken?
I think about that stuff constantly. Honestly, I think if I have a meal, I think I wonder if this chicken that I'm having, for example, if I've had it before, like that.
or had one of its eggs. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of its mates.
Well, yeah. I've got
one of its mates.
One of the Shaq Fu, the chickens that make the Shaq Fu Yu wings, you'd know if you had one of their eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't be able to use them for ramen because there'd be no space for broth.
Pumping.
Yeah.
The eggs have got pecs.
Yeah.
So do you want a whole serving of these chicken wings?
I'd be lying if I said I didn't. Yeah, I do. I want to, because I can't be full in that meal, so I want a full serving.
Okay. You really have to sell these other bites then, because that sounds like a side.
That's a big side, isn't it?
In and of itself, but let's hear the rest of them.
I want a square, like a little post-it note square of lasagna. Specifically, I used to live with a guy who was a tech at a comedy club in Birmingham, and he also was trained as a chef. And he would make the best lasagna I've had in my entire life. Mm. And he would spend all day doing it. And I don't know what he would do to it, but he would like soak the tomatoes, and it was the best thing I've ever had in my life. And what he would do is he'd make a big batch, and then he'd have a square of it, and then he'd go, oh, you can have the rest for tonight and for work. It's the best thing I've ever had in terms of lasagna. It's my favorite dish is lasagna, but this is the best lasagna I've ever had. Oh my God. We don't live together anymore, and it'd be weird to like pop around for lasagna, seeing as I
don't know. Then, if it was that good.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
And
God, I love lasagna.
Yeah. It's like a book, isn't it?
It's like a book.
It's like a book.
Yeah. I used to have a joke that never worked. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
About lasagna.
I have a lasagna joke that never worked as well. So you go ahead.
So, hey, your special was good.
Yeah, the whole thing didn't work.
So confident with it. It was the title of the show.
Yeah.
Had to drop the bit.
Yep.
So the joke was, hey...
Starts with hey. All the best jokes start with hey. Drop it in halfway through a set. Hey.
Which was...
As if you don't have their attention already. Hey, listen to this.
Hey.
Yeah. It's sad because I actually do that. Hey. The joke was, do you use a bookmark or fold a corner of your lasagna when you want to pick it up later?
That presumes that everyone looks at lasagna and goes, that's like a book.
Yeah.
Whereas you're the first person I've ever heard say that.
Yeah. We get it because you gave us the context earlier of saying you think lasagna's like a book. Because of all the...
And also, you don't eat lasagna by peeling the layers back like pages.
I do. And I go, that's enough for that. Going to bed now.
Right in the joke. Shall I establish... that lasagna is like a book. No, I'll just say hey.
Yeah. Everything I need is in that hey.
Yeah. I honestly, the sad bit is that for ages I was like, I think that's one of the best jokes I've ever written. And I can't, and people just aren't getting it. But one day it would click. Never did.
No.
I love the sound of this lasagna.
The square of lasagna.
Yeah, the square of lasagna.
I love the sound of it. Yeah.
Are there other things you're about to tell us about, Celia?
So
I think we're going to have to make you make a choice at some point.
Yeah, maybe we will also have to have an opinion on it. So far, if I was to limit you to one side, as much as I love shack for you...
You don't like the wings? You never get the wings?
I never get the wings, but it's because of the messiness.
Yeah.
Yes.
One of the things actually... one more wing story. Shaq Fu Yu wing story. Mm-hmm. Yes. Going there with Kamau Nanjiani, who's been a guest on the podcast before. He got the wings, didn't want to get messy. So he used... I'm going to say cutlery, but it was two chopsticks.
your lovely girlfriend told me this story, and I'm trying to work out how he did it.
It was quite expert. It's like he'd done it before.
Yeah.
He managed to...
He'd met that chicken in the gym.
He met that chicken in the gym. but by preparing for a role.
When that chicken dropped the Instagram transformation.
That's woo! So funny.
Everyone couldn't believe it.
Chicken man.
You're making all the rest of us chickens look bad.
The new Marvel, but it's really with a chicken.
he held the chopsticks at the very end, the fat end, and kind of like sliced and just like pinned it with one chopstick, and with the other one just shredded along the chicken.
Did it work?
So, yeah, it all came off the bone. Just did it all like that.
That feels wrong, though, doesn't it?
Oh, it felt wrong.
Because when you eat chicken wings, you have to be okay with the fact that you're going to hate yourself a bit. But it's like a milkshake.
Yeah.
When you have a milkshake, it's like, it's the fastest you can go from, ooh, little treat to, I hate myself.
I'm having to be very restrained at the minute. I got given as a present for Christmas, but I thought they were like mixers, and I just realised yesterday that they're not. These like massive wine-sized bottles of basically chocolate liqueur from Hotel Chocolat that's just velvetised chocolate milk, different flavours with vodka in it. And I thought, oh, you got to mix that with other stuff. And I looked at it the other day and go, oh, no, it's just, you just have it on its own.
Yeah.
I thought, now this is it's going to be a daily battle.
Yeah.
Of not just pouring myself
a pint,
a big old milkshake, a boozy milkshake that's like chocolate and mince pie flavour, one of them is.
Oh, my God, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, like, it's really like, how the hell do I not?
I can't drink a whole milkshake. If I get halfway through, I have to fold the corner over to remind me where I am.
Can I suggest something?
Yeah.
There's a place where you can have a bit of a milkshake.
Oh yeah.
Suddenly I'm on board with sips.
There is two more sides.
Yes.
They're quick ones.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And I'm realizing now that I could just go to a normal restaurant and they will have that. Pork bao buns, I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Bao buns in general, I think, are just a brilliant invention.
Yes.
I think what a concept. It's like food on a cloud. It's
yeah. Right? That must have been how they came up with the idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Food on a cloud.
Food on a cloud.
Might eat food on a
cloud. I bet they'd make, like, if you had a giant bao, mm-hmm. that'd make a good pillow.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. Oh, easily. If I'm going to choose something from the food world to have as a pillow, it'd be a bao bun.
That's one of my questions, actually.
Yeah? Probably is.
That's one of my questions.
Duvet. Oh,
that's my favourite.
It's a bit more difficult, isn't it?
Duvet, a sheet of lasagna. Easy.
It's too crispy.
No, but it cooked.
No, one of the middle sheets.
Oh, no, too soggy.
All right, Goldilocks.
Well, sorry, I'm sleeping in something made of food. Sorry if this is very Goldilocks on me. So you got your pork bao buns,
and I would love some shredded sweet seaweed from Bao in Barra. They've got shredded seaweed, and it's crispy, and they've put like sugar on it, mm-hmm. and nom 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 nom, it's delicious.
Now,
how do we feel?
What are we going to do here?
So,
I'll say it. I don't think we can allow all four.
No, I don't think. Normally, if you were to say that as your main, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I would allow: all four of them as a main and a
side-sized
ramen as your side.
A cup of ramen.
Yes, let's do that.
Yeah?
Let's do that. I want a cup of ramen with one egg because it's otherwise there's no more ramen left.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it could just be one long noodle. And then I just do it all in one.
One long noodle
in
a cup.
Yeah.
With half an egg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's in a little mug. That's great.
That's a great idea. Oh, my God, for sips, you could have a sip of ramen.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's
little
do
shot,
that.
Little ramen shot.
Is that okay? Can I have that? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You have your little ramen shot.
Switch them round.
Problem solved.
The old flipperoo.
That's making me so happy, actually.
Yeah, so now you've got everything.
Yeah.
I've got everything, except one last thing. Can I have an extra sip?
There we go.
Extra bite?
What is it?
The chili beef noodles from Noodles and Dumpling in Edinburgh.
It's not an extra bite. You've just picked some more noodles.
Yeah, but like...
Are you fucking kidding me? We've just managed to find a way.
Okay.
So your size could be a mug of ramen noodles, and you've gone, one more extra thing, an entire other portion of noodles.
I know what I think. I think if you had completely skipped sides and said, I just want all this for my main and skip sides, I think I was like, yep.
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay.
Shout out to Noodles and Dumplings in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
It's one of the best restaurants in Edinburgh. It's absolutely incredible.
It's amazing. And I think that, do you know what? I'm going to skip the chili noodle beef, but I've just remembered that on the way I was like, do you know what? I haven't really picked pasta, but noodles is pasta.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking to myself, I don't really eat pasta.
Yeah. And you've got lasagna.
And I've got, yes. So I'll say bye to the chili noodles.
You got a square of lasagna as well.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember declaring yourself a size queen earlier, but it was about pasta.
Yes, a lot of pasta. Yeah, I'll let go of the chili noodles. Although, if I may, just hop on the shout out.
Uh-huh. Hop on the shout out.
Just hop on the shout out. Oh, I'm on the shout out. Noodles and Dumpling.
Yeah.
Those noodles have got me through a lot of Edinburgh fringes, and I love them so much.
So your dream drink, is this one sip or multiple sips of different drinks that you like?
Okay, my dream drink is a cocktail that you're going to hate this. You're not going to be able to find it. And because I had a cocktail once, and I'm not a cocktail person generally. I like just wine or sparkling water, or the two of them combined. It was the best thing I've ever had. It was peachy, and I like it in cocktails when there's a layer of sugar around the glass.
Uh-huh.
It had that. I don't remember where it was from.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember who I had it with. Uh-huh. But I just know that it was incredible. I had three of them. And they were quite expensive, but they were so delicious that I kept...
Do you know what was in them?
It was like peachy, orangey. It has...
Do you know what the booze was? Do you know what the booze base was?
No idea. But like that's a dream restaurant, right? You can find it. You can remember.
Yes, yeah.
Do you remember what city you were in?
No.
You must be able to remember what city you were in.
In my mind, I think I'm... Oh, God. It was a party night, but I can't remember if it was a tour thing.
It was a party night?
It was like a night on tour or after a gig where everyone goes, yeah, let's have a drink after. You know.
It was party
You've been
night.
Away from the circuit.
It was party night. Yeah.
In a way. We take off our shoes
true.
And have a dance.
Well, yeah, yeah. The circuit.
Not taking our shoes off.
When it was party night, we'd all go and get cocktails.
So far, we know that sugar's all around the glass. I personally can't do that with a cocktail anymore. Because I did some gigs in Tenerife. And we all went out afterwards, the comedians' party night.
Yeah.
And loads of massive sugar crystals around the rim of the glass.
Which you must have loved.
Yeah, at the time, I was in heaven. Mm-hmm. But the hangover was so disgusting the next day. Because I ruined it for myself. We went to a water park. I couldn't go on any of the rides, so I was too hungover.
Yeah.
Had to just lie on a sunbed. I got my legs sunburned.
I'm going to say that wasn't the fault of the sugar.
I think it's the alcohol.
Yeah, but it's the sugar that makes me feel sick thinking back on it.
Right.
Yeah. I had loads of daiquiris. Yeah. And like all the, I just remember the feeling of the sugar on the rim of the glass. And as the night went on, that getting more and more just like making me feel ill.
Oh
and
my
I was
God.
I puked up in a bush. It was a bad night.
Yeah.
Really bad.
I think I just remember where I had that cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Yes.
Tenerife.
No. No. Birmingham. Very similar. In Birmingham, where I used to live, remember, I worked in a photography studio for a bit, and my friends, Mauro and Vlad, were both fashion photographers, and they invited me to this little runway thing. And it was my first runway I've ever been to. Uh-huh. It was very low-key, like sort of like, but they had cocktails there.
This is incredible that even when you move to Birmingham, you can't help but live a French life.
On the runway.
It was so weird. But also, like, I come from trash in France. Like, I'm like, like
La Poubelle.
What a surprise.
That's my favorite French restaurant. La Poubelle. No, I come from like basically what La Haine is where I come from.
Yeah.
But I moved to England and something got lost in translation, mm-hmm. and everyone thinks I'm posh, and I've started living like. Right. But like,
that's quite nice.
I had a cocktail from that thing, and it was very fancy. They didn't have the prices of the cocktails, and I thought they were free. Mm. It weren't free, but that was one of those cocktails. It was there. It was incredible.
So you had the peachy orangey cocktail,
yes.
at a fashion show in Birmingham.
So we can't Google that.
No,
we can't Google their menu because it was a one-off thing that isn't going to happen anymore.
Yeah, it was in Digbeth. Does that help?
It was in Digbeth in Birmingham.
Digbeth. Yeah. And you don't know what the booze was?
No idea. I just remember it was delicious and I had three. And then I think they were very expensive. It was 17 quid a cocktail or something. Yeah. I think because so few people came, they had to offset the...
they started charging for the free drinks. Yeah. Yeah.
They had to offset
this is brilliant.
It.
She's on her third peachy Digbeth.
I have another drink.
Huh? You have another drink?
No. I have a post drink.
Let's hear it.
Come on.
A cup of tea. A cup of lovely licorice and chamomile tea.
Ingratiate yourself to the English listeners. Yeah.
With licorice right, and governor. Chamomile tea.
That's what I'll say.
Love when Celia says, all right, governor. Yeah.
All right, governor.
What kind of tea did you say? Licorice tea?
I want like, I really love tea. So I want, there's a licorice one that I really like that you can buy. I think it's one of those, is it pucker?
Mm-hmm.
Those things? Yeah. It's licorice, but I can't remember what the other flavor is, but it is delicious. It's really sweet by itself.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, is that at the end of the meal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
That's fine.
Rumbling.
Yeah, that was my stomach.
Hello, stomach.
I didn't have time to eat this morning, so my stomach's going.
Things make set his stomach off. Licorice tea this time.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to get back home.
Yeah, yeah.
I've only got 5 pages left for my lasagna.
Peppermint and licorice.
Peppermint and licorice is the best.
After Benito read out from the website.
Also, three cinnamon is really nice.
Flavours with licorice.
You hate hot drinks, don't you?
I hate hot drinks. No. I just don't really have them very often these days. I went through, you know, I used to have cups of tea all the time.
Yes.
Then I stopped having caffeine for about 5 years, I think. And during those 5 years, just was onto herbal teas, mm-hmm. and then got bored of them, stopped having them. So now I really only have hot chocolate from the Velvetizer. And,
like a grown up.
My dessert. Do you know what I'm going to have?
Mm. Yes, actually.
Okay.
How many things? Yeah, it's four.
Oh,
4 bites of dessert.
Four bites.
I'm going to run through this because right. I can tell that.
No.
Because Ed is absolutely seething.
I'm
going to
order a delivery while you're talking.
You're ordering a delivery?
Yeah.
During the chat?
Yeah.
This is rude.
This is very rude, actually.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. First of all, he does an impression of you in his show.
Four desserts.
I know. 10 minutes. Then.
I'm looking forward to hearing your dessert.
And he dresses as an Algerian man for the recording.
Yeah.
Which we haven't mentioned,
but now, due to this.
He's in a jalaba.
Yeah. You are in a jalaba.
Nothing from Ed.
He's lost his delivery.
Yeah. Desserts. Sorry, I won't do that. That's
so,
rude.
Desserts is. I went to a fancy restaurant in London once. I was meeting my, at the time, partner's mum. She took us to this really fancy restaurant. The dessert was a deconstructed tiramisu. Uh-huh. I didn't like the fact that it was deconstructed.
Yeah,
so
that.
I want it reconstructed, but with the same elements.
Yeah.
Great. So you want all of those elements, but yep. for someone to put them back together yeah, as a tiramisu.
Put them back
should
together,
be.
Like the packet of crisps and the potato.
Yeah.
Yes. So, like, I want them all
not because exactly the same.
Individually, exactly the same. Nothing different between the two of them. Mm-hmm. I think that all the elements of it were incredible, but I didn't like how snobby it was mm-hmm. yeah. to deconstruct it. Like, don't play with the form.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I completely agree with you.
Stick to it.
Because all you're doing with deconstructed stuff
yeah.
is you're putting it all in your mouth and then it tastes the same. So yeah. it's just more effort. It's annoying.
It feels like then your mouth is, it's like an IKEA furniture.
Mm. Yeah.
And your mouth puts them all together.
Yeah.
Well, are you supposed to eat the elements individually? When it's deconstructed, are you supposed to just go around
but
have the sponge
that?
Fingers?
I just
after?
Think it looks unfinished, doesn't it?
Mm. Who wants yeah. that? Who wants it? No. Just mean, a dry sponge point. Finger and then some cream.
But maybe if each element is that luxurious, that's what they want you to do,
nah,
is experience
man.
How
nah,
good
man.
This element is.
All goes in your stomach
how
and comes,
this,
comes as a like a crap out your ass. But then, it's all the same. No point deconstructing it. It's all going to be a crap out your ass.
But if we start saying that, then a whole podcast is pointless. It all just comes out your butt as a crap out your ass. And it's like, and then people are just going to come on and go, who cares what I want on my dream menu?
Yeah.
It all comes out like a crap out my ass.
I enjoy that. When you're hungry, Ed, you turn into an existentialist.
Yeah. yeah.
What does it matter? So I want that tiramisu, but also I would like a, it's a type of pastry that you can get in France. I don't think you can get good ones here. They're called Paris-Brest. And have you had them before?
The ones that look like tits.
I was going to go on about a thing about how it relates to my childhood. Oh. Just said, no, they look like knockers.
I think I'm actually thinking of a different thing anyway.
I think you are.
Yes, Paris-Brest.
Paris-Brest. So they're like choux pastry, but it's cut in half. And then there's like praline cream in it, crushed almonds, and some sugar. Like not normal sugar. What's that? Special sugar. Do you know the white?
Icing sugar?
Icing sugar, that one. Special sugar.
Yeah, special sugar.
Daddy special sugar.
So I would like a bite of that, and then an hour after the meal, and this is the last thing I'll say.
Uh-huh.
And I have edited down as I went along because I'm feeling a bit of impatient from the both of you. Actually,
no, I'm not.
No.
I'm loving it. It's a dessert course.
Dessert course. Kipfel is a lovely bakery in London in Islington. They have a Viennese thing called a sacca torte,
mm-hmm.
which is like a really dry chocolate and apricot cake. That you have with cream on the side, it's delicious.
Mm.
Wow. So I want a bit of that. But an hour after the meal, I want a happy hippo.
The from Kinder.
The Kinder Bueno happy hippo.
I want a happy hippo.
I love. I kind of do respect the hour before crisps, hour after happy hippo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what for you makes the happy hippo the superior Kinder product? Because there's a lot of Kinder. You have a Kinder Bueno, Kinder Surprise,
white Kinder Bueno.
White Kinder Bueno. Those fingers that they do now. I got some Kinder cards when I moved into my house.
Did you like them?
No, they were too sweet for even me. A bit into them. I was like, I'm giving these to my nephews when they come over because I can't stand that. I was like, this is too much. Turn my face inside out.
Yeah. I like them.
I'm mad.
So I don't usually eat sweet stuff because it could ruin my life. So this is what I love about the Happy Hippos. First of all, fun name. I love the name of it.
Yeah.
You want what you eat? I like that it's like a cannoli, but accessible. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is a bit. It has cannoli vibes. Yeah.
I feel like you've only just been learning about cannolis recently.
No.
Cannolis is a thing that Sally has only recently learned about.
Have you just started watching The Sopranos?
You tell the story, James.
I mean, I don't know how it really started, but... my girlfriend and Celia decided that they were going to watch The Godfather film.
Right, okay. So I wasn't that far off.
Yeah.
No, it was so close, actually.
And I was like, I'll watch the first one. You know, with it. And when you get onto the second one, I will watch that. Although I don't think you are going to get onto that because the other day you were meant to watch Goodfellas and you used my Amazon account to rent it. And then I went downstairs and they were watching Channel 4's The Doghouse. And watching dogs get adopted and crying together. And they'd given
the
up
opposite
on
of Goodfellas.
So, you know, they watched Scarface the other day and absolutely appalled by this, by the lead character. Appalled by his behaviour.
Yeah.
People like this guy? Nope.
Nope.
No. It's a film about an arsehole. And yeah. Sally had learnt about cannolis, watching The Godfather, leave the gun, take the cannolis.
Yeah.
And Sally was like, what is that? What are they talking about?
I'll tell you what I'm going to get. A happy hippo.
Yeah, yeah.
That was good. Yeah, but the cannolis from that place are incredible.
Yeah, there's a place called Grains and Greens.
Which does hazelnut. It tastes like Nutella.
Yeah.
But it's like a little...
It tastes like what?
Nutella? Am I saying it wrong? Nutella?
Never heard of it. It doesn't exist.
There we go.
Trying to help you out here, Sally.
What's a cannoli, Sally?
Yeah.
I mean, I have to say, I had met cannolis, but I had not met. I had seen cannolis before.
Yes.
But I just forgot about them a bit. And then, what a comeback. 2023, cannoli year.
Yeah. You're doing good on the cannolis now.
Yeah.
So I can see how a happy hippo is kind of like a cannoli, the wafer, the crispiness and the chocolatiness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The filling, the lovely filling.
Yeah. How happy it makes you.
Yeah, and it's a hippo.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
and it's a good size as well for a little, just a little sweet treat.
Mm.
Exactly. If I had a bad gig, I'd have a happy hippo. So there's a map to it. There's some shops that don't carry them. So I keep track in my mind of who has happy.
So if you have a bad gig, you have a happy hippo.
Yeah.
If you have a good gig, do you have a sad hippo?
Oh, yeah.
If I have a good gig, I have a cannoli. So not every shop carries them. In lockdown, I threatened my ex-partner to order 50 happy hippos on Amazon.
Threatened them?
Yeah, because he was like, that's going to ruin your life. But I was like, it's like £7.50 at a time. And you could get 50 happy hippos.
Uh-huh.
And like, I almost did it so many times.
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it. Yeah. Like Scarface in a way.
Here we go. I'm going to read your menu back to you now, see how you feel. There's so many pages of this menu, so it's like looking at a big lasagna. 1 hour before, you want some ready salted Walker's crisps dipped in soy sauce.
Fucking hell.
20-minute walk to the restaurant, then you want a pint of really sparkling water, more bubbles than water, with ice. And then throughout the meal, you would like still water, tap water indeed, filled up throughout. Poppadoms or bread, you want poppadoms and dips from Milan in Birmingham next to the station. And then you want some bread from Depan et de IDs.
IDs. It's where you can only buy the bread if you've got ID.
Yeah.
In Paris.
And if you're in pain.
With salted and unsalted butter so you can experiment. Starters, bites and sips. Lamb bap from the Red Lion in Birmingham. Bread and mussel sauce with a little bit of bread, a cube of bread. Vegetable soup from Rotherhive. Shorba.
Yeah.
This is always the most vulnerable I ever see you in this bit.
Well, I've got to pronounce words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's very sweet and you're doing a great job.
I love it. You're not doing a great job. It is sweet, though.
I enjoyed I've never thought I would see you say anything in French in my life.
Well, you didn't. Said IDs.
And you still haven't, so it's...
I'm back in the service station again. Panicking. Mains and sides mixed together here.
Yeah.
Chicken wings from Chat for You, square of lasagna made by your housemate. Pork bao buns, shredded seaweed from Bao, a little cup of pork ramen from the film Ponyo. Drink, peachy cocktail from the Birmingham Fashion Show. Dessert, reconstructed tiramisu, reconstructed. Paris breast.
Fair enough.
Sac a torte from Kip Furl.
Yeah.
And then a peppermint and licorice tea, then 20-minute walk home, then a happy hippo an hour later.
Yeah. And doesn't that sound amazing?
It sounds... insane.
I think it could be an amazing menu if you'd focused it down, maybe.
I'll show you the first draft of this menu.
Yes. It's fairer than fair. Will I have a guess what your secret ingredient was before we go?
Is it snails or something?
No, it's snails. Come on.
What?
It's a pan of chocolate.
Pan of chocolate.
Fucking, that was close.
Yeah.
Was it?
It almost made it in there.
Yeah, but you didn't want to give me the satisfaction, I'd imagine, of ordering a pan of chocolate.
I think, oh my God, I even said pan au chocolat. It was so close. It's like, do you know those films where like, you look back and everything was so close to happening?
Yeah.
It's exactly like we're imagining Goodfellas.
Yeah, you can imagine that as much as you like.
However that's going to end.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming to the Dream Restaurant, Celia.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you, Celia.
There we are, James.
I mean, listen. Loopholes galore.
Loopholes galore. We do respect people who order a lot. We've had a lot of people order a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The Spalls.
Loose handers with a global tapas.
Yes. And there was a lot of nice stuff in there.
Yeah.
But sometimes when people order a wide-ranging amount like that, it's very difficult to discuss things specifically.
Sure.
We ended up having to glaze over a lot of delicious stuff that I was happy to see in there.
Was there stuff that you want to...
I wanted more parry breast chat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure, that sounded really nice.
I was thinking, I think I was thinking of a different dessert.
Okay.
When I said what it looked like. There is something that's based on Marie Antoinette's breast.
Do you know what?
I think it might be a glass.
There is. It is the glass. It's the wine glasses.
The champagne bowls.
Okay.
But also, I think there's a cake like that as well.
Are you now thinking of just let them eat cake?
Oh, maybe. Anyway, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah. I'm not grubby.
Oh, yeah. Look, he's not grubby.
I'm not.
Although, if people listen to this podcast enough, they know that you are grubby.
Yeah, I'm grub. I'm a little grub.
Yeah, if anything, you're the grubby one.
Well, which is your grub?
Yeah. But Celia also didn't say pan au chocolat. We discussed the incident.
Yes.
At the top of the show. So maybe some listeners might thought that's unfair. You're putting the dish in her head.
Yeah.
Maybe Celia will pick it later on and then you kick her out for that. Yeah. But
she probably didn't want to pick anything that would make me do my French accent.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, and a bit of a minefield. Well done for not doing it.
Merci. Lovely to hear some behind the scenes info on your fridge as well, James. A little peek. A peek behind the door of the fridge.
I think more condiments than people were expecting, you know? I think that people would expect the sweets, people would expect
condoms.
The Diet Coke. People wouldn't expect the condiments. Not condoms.
Thank you very much to Celia for coming on the show. Go and see Celia gig. She's gigging all the time. She's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
If you're at the Edinburgh Festival, and I think she's doing a show this year, yep, go and see that. And check her out on social media, AB Celia on social media.
Fantastic. Also, congratulations, Ed, on the fox and the mole and the horse.
We just had a hamper delivered that was congratulating the makers of the Fox, the Mole, the Horse and the Boy, whatever it's called, on all their success from the Apple Originals team.
Yeah.
We did not make that thing, and we thought, well, they must have clearly meant to send us one, and they put the wrong note on it. So we'd started looking in it, working out what we were going to take away from this fantastic hamper from Dalesford Organic. If anyone from Dalesford Organic is listening,
yep,
we'd love one of our own hampers before we were told that it wasn't for us and it was for the neighbours. So we've put everything back in the hamper. Mm-hmm. I considered taking something.
Yeah.
But I didn't. So you can do a full inventory check. But if you're listening from Apple Originals or Dalesford Organic, we'd love to have our own hamper.
And include the Florentines in there, please.
Include all of that. Oh, God.
And cannolis. There were cannolis in there. After that cannoli chat with Celia, there were cannolis in the hamper.
There was a fridge bag with cheese and tapenade. And
yeah, I'd chuck that in the Thames.
Thanks so much to Celia. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello, it's Rob Orton here. Now, I've got a podcast called the Rob Orton Daily Podcast. It's a short poem or story or a musing on a particular subject every single day. What if you commissioned Picasso to paint your house and he just painted it white? Would you be annoyed? Wouldn't it be good if you could pour Miracle-Gro onto other things, such as pizzas? Have you ever thought about what a beach might be like if it was made from digestive biscuits? Have you ever tried to cry about something you're not thinking about? If you would like to listen to a daily podcast that includes subjects I've mentioned there, then please listen to the Rob Orton Daily Podcast.